Proverbs 3:33 says, "The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just." Now, this is related to our previous devotional, but it's a little more broad, including all of the wicked, saying the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. Notice it's in and not on, and there is a difference. The important thing here is that when you reject God's word, it results inherently in being cursed. It's not something God has to take an action to do. It is simply the result of rejecting his word. God can also then curse and pour his wrath on someone or a nation. But in this case, it's basically Hosea 4:6. Which says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." See, that forget means God just pulls away. He just lifts his hand. And you're under the curse if you're not under the protection of God and the mercy and blessing of God. And we can think of that house. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. We can think of that in two ways. And I believe we're being fair with the scripture. Number one, there is the individual home, the house that you live in. But also remember, this is the day of the house of God, the temple in Jerusalem. You have to remember this is written under Mosaic law and temple worship. And so you have both of those houses to consider in this proverb. The curse of the Lord is in the home of the wicked because you have either wicked parents who aren't providing biblical leadership and guidance to their children, but you can also have good parents trying to instill scriptural truth and choices into their children, Bible wisdom, and it's rejected by rebellious children. And trust me, 30 years of ministry, and I've experienced this myself, you can be as good a parent as you seek to be, following biblical guidance, just like God in the garden. He was the perfect father, had the perfect home, and Adam and Eve, his two children, rebelled. And the curse came on the whole human race. So as a parent, you do what you can, but it also takes those children having to follow. The same thing's true in apostate churches. The curse of the wicked is apostate false teachers, but the curse is on the because of those who, with itching ears, desire that false teaching. There's only one reason false teachers get away with what they do. It's because they've got willing participants in the pews or chairs or whatever they're sitting in those churches who are eating it up. And it's like Ahab and Jezebel back in 1 Kings 16:30-32. "And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal, and worshipped him, and he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria." It was a combination in the home and in the place of worship. And that's what we have today. We have Ahab and Jezebel parents, we have Ahab and Jezebel children, and we have Ahab and Jezebel pastors. And that's what's leading the church, professing church, into complete apostasy. The alternative is to be blessed, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. And of course, we're told in Romans 1:17, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." You receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, believing how that he died for your sins and shed his blood to pay for the sins of you and the entire world, and was buried and rose again. And then from that point on, how you conduct your life in your home and in your place of worship is the deciding factor between the curse of the Lord or having his blessing.